There's a couple of things to keep in mind about statements and comments. What is a statement? It's kind of hard to tell from the simple example you've seen so far. But a statement can be more complicated than what I've shown you, which is just a single call to the function putS. A statement contains one or more expressions, an expression being either a function call or using other operators in the language, mathematical operators, bitwise operators, all of those operators that C gives you. And they can be combined in a single statement, which can be pretty long. Of course, you want to use good judgment and not make things too complex and too hard to read. But each statement must end with a semicolon. Now, that differs from some languages like Pascal, where a semicolon is a statement separator, which means that you do not need to have your last statement followed by a semicolon. But that's not the case in C. Every statement must end in a semicolon. There is an exception to that, though. Well, sort of an exception. And that is, there are times when a group of statements will act almost as if it were a single statement. For example, as we'll see later in another chapter, use an if statement to make some decisions. You'll say, if such a condition is true, then I want to do these statements, which basically means you want to group a number of statements together as a single unit. We call that a compound statement. And for that to work, you need to make a block out of it. A block being, of course, something that is surrounded with curly braces. So when you have a compound statement, what you end up having is a group of single statements ended by a semicolon surrounded by curly braces. Now, although it's very important from a readability point of view to put statements on a single line, sometimes that doesn't work. Sometimes statements are so long they do span multiple lines. Hopefully that doesn't happen too often. But it turns out that C does not care where you put your statements. The fact that I was nice enough to put my statements on a line by themselves so that they could be readable means nothing to the compiler. You can write your whole program on one line if you want. It's a dumb thing to do, but you can do it. So the point is that C is a free format syntax language. Like Pascal and so many other languages, a line means nothing. Fortran is a little different. A line is very important. Even column numbers are important. But in C, you can do whatever you want. Comments pretty much work the same way, meaning that the text that you want to be a comment, all it has to do is be in between a slash star and a star slash, which ends it. And it doesn't matter how many lines it spans. It can take up many lines. There is something to watch out for, though, when you have multi-line comments. And that is, you might be tempted in some cases to put another comment in between, that is in the middle of a larger comment, and that will not work in C. The reason for that is because as soon as the compiler sees that ending token of star slash, which says the comment is over, well, then the comment is over. There's no such thing as nested comments in C. So do watch out for that.